Brainwashed. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. During this week's hearings into those Russian-funded social media ads, Facebook's lawyer seemed thoroughly apologetic.
The fact that foreign actors were able to use our platform is a deeply painful lesson for us.
So, Senator Al Franken asked if Facebook would just agree to stop accepting ads that were paid for using a suspicious foreign currency.
Say, with rubles or the North Korean won?
Which turned out to be a surprisingly tough question.
The currency signal...
You can't say no to that.
It's very easy to...
Please answer yes or no. Can you do that?
It was like one of those game shows where everyone knows the right answer except the contestant.
It's a signal we should have been alert to.
But now, in Facebook's defense, if you look at the actual ads the Russians bought, it's like they were written by Boris Badenov.
What I do? I didn't do nothing. What I do?
It's annoying, but it's not the kind of thing that's going to brainwash the electorate. So why don't we just fight back ourselves? We have some great trolls right here in the U.S. I mean, we have some world-class d*****bags. Instead of you guys prowling the Huffington Post making fun of safe spaces, learn a little Russian and start flooding Moscow with hit jobs on Putin. Photoshop some love handles onto his shirtless torso. Spread rumors that he has tiny hands. Screw up one of their elections.
Oh, it's gratifying to know there's still some bad left in the world.
Yeah. Just make sure your home has a really good security system. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.